It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson. WSJM. Your ray of sunshine every morning.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to Thursday, the 11th of July. Glad you could join us. It's time for the Wow Factor with Danielle Crevier from St. Joe today. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Ray.
Glad to have you here. And I see you brought the sunshine, as you always do, which is fantastic. And I see your order for beautiful weather for the weekend has come through.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got just this little art festival coming up this weekend and smooth jazz at sunset coming up Saturday night.
Small little things.
So yeah, preparation's already underway, but there's always stuff going on this weekend.
There is. There's tons. Even things starting tonight, actually. So we're going to jump right into the weekend. The Ghost Light Theater is actually presenting their second play this weekend. It kicks off. It's called No Exit. It runs Thursday through Sunday this weekend and next. And it'll be a great one if you've ever been to the Ghost Light. It's their second one this year. They're of their 2019, their first season, actually. We've got some awesome things happening over at Watermark Brewing. They've got the Connected Souls Beer Run and Pedals to Pints. Nosh Village is going to be over at the Krazzle Art Center today from noon to 2. And then just a reminder, Forever Books is hosting their Where's Waldo Hunt. So don't forget to pick up your passports. And there's over 20 locations participating in downtown. You can find Waldo in all those locations and then turn back the passport for some prizes.
Have you managed to find Waldo?
I found Waldo in the Welcome Center, but you know, I kind of cheated because I hid him.
Did you put it up there? Well, yeah, of course. Hello.
So someone needs to hide him and then I'll find him again. And then tonight, Forever Clean Soapworks has a sugar scrub workshop, and we've got a live music, the Unwrapped Box, featuring Emma Cook and Questionable Company over at the Box Factory. That's just tonight. Heading into Friday, we've got the Krazzle Art Block Party from 5 to 10 over at the Krazzle Art Center. That is a kickoff to their awesome weekend that they've got coming up. Mm-hmm. We've got some live music happening over at DeBlon. And of course, we've got the Lighthouse Open Hours Friday and Saturday from 10 to 2 and then Sunday from noon to 4. Free first floor open exhibit, and then you can pay $5 to do the tower climb, or you can do their public tour that starts on Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. And then heading right into Saturday, of course, we've got the St. Joe Farmers Market. We will be happening this weekend, even with the Krazzle Art Fair. There is a new location, though. We will be just past the Maze of the Mist Fountain, down closer towards the Whitcomb.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yep. I know where that's at.
So we're just moving for the day. Then, of course, the Krazzle Art Fair is happening on Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 on Saturday, and I believe 10 to 5 on Sunday. Yeah. We've also got some more live music happening over at Sister Lakes Brewing. And of course, Round Barn Winery is hosting their Jammin' in the Vineyard. We've got Watermark's third anniversary party also is on Saturday. So I can't believe it's been 3 years already.
I know. They've got
some live music, some food trucks, and some awesome things happening over that way. And of course, we've got Smooth Jazz at Sunset on Saturday as well. And then heading right into Sunday, we've got the Municipal Band Concerts at 3:30 and 7:30. Those will still be happening down at the John E. and Howard Band Shell. We've got a Family Fun Day happening over at Round Barn Winery. And of course, we've got a culinary class over at Perennial Accents. So they've got limited space, but check out their schedule. If you're not able to get into the one on Sunday, they've got some awesome ones coming up throughout the summer. And then last but not least, we've got a 51st annual ice cream social happening over at the Whitcomb for the Avenue Family Network.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. Oh, yeah, wait. Right? No, there's more.
Of course.
You brought a guest, no stranger to the microphones here. You brought a guest. Introduce who you brought.
We brought Kayla. She's from the YMCA. She's here to talk about some fun things happening next weekend.
Hey, Kayla, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It just seems like I just saw you.
I know.
It's crazy. Well, we talked about it on Got Something to Say, which we have at 5:30 every afternoon here on WSJM. But let's talk about what we've got a run coming up next weekend.
Yep, next weekend, Saturday, July 20th, we have our 8th annual Race for YMCA 5K 10K presented by Chemical Bank, and that's happening at the Margaret B. Upton Arboretum in downtown St. Joe.
And this is like one of your biggest fundraisers of the year, isn't it?
It is. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Benton Harbor St. Joe branch, and it supports our annual campaign, which in turn gives youth in the community the chance to attend programming at the Y regardless of ability to pay.
Yeah. So give us the breakdown of about the race. You gave us where it's going to go, but where it starts, but kind of where the run is going to take place, and how can we find out information about it and participate and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, so it's a really pretty course. You run along the St. Joe River and then Lake Michigan, and you're running through St. Joe. So it's a beautiful area. We have all the information on our website, which is ymcaswm.com, and you can also go there for a link to registration. Online registration is open through next Thursday, July 18th, and then you can register in-house or day of after that. You can register pretty much right up into the race. So we hope that a lot of people will come out and run with us.
But there's benefits to registering early, though.
There are benefits. If you want a shirt, we appreciate pre-registration. We try to order enough so everybody can get a shirt, but we can't guarantee it if you wait till day of.
Or you can't guarantee a size, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe you wear a small and all you got left are triple X's or something, you know.
It's,
exactly.
Yeah.
So when you, and you and I talked about this on Got Something to Say earlier, but this is, like you said, one of the biggest fundraisers for you, or the biggest fundraiser. Did you say at the beginning, and I may have blinked since then, is how many years have you been doing this one?
This is our eighth annual.
Yep. That's right. So why is it such a big deal for the Y to be able to do this, to raise this money?
Well, like I said, it's such a large fundraiser. It's a fun time to get together with everybody and run and just be in downtown St. Joe, which is a beautiful area. And then in turn, you're also helping a great cause. So
So tell us a little bit about the Y, about what you guys do. In addition to the run and stuff, I mean, there's classes, there's programs and things that people can participate in. There's basically a lot of perks to being a member of the Y.
There are a lot of perks to being a Y member. So we have our two locations in Niles and in St. Joe. Like you said, we have group fitness classes. We have pool, full-size pools at both locations. We are a gym, so we have, you know, the weight equipment, cardio equipment, strength equipment, indoor tracks. But beyond that, we do a lot with the youth in the community. We have a lot of day camps. We offer after school programs, pretty much any way that we can be involved in the community to make a positive impact. We try and be there for other people in the community to do that.
Yeah. Awesome. So, and especially with the way the weather's been, I mean, we had such a wet spring and then it seemed like, summer came in overnight and then we had the high heat and the humidity. A lot of people like to get outdoors to exercise in the summer, and being that, especially like yesterday, holy cow, I mean, the humidity, it was like living in someone's mouth. The humidity, it's actually not really healthy for you to be, getting outside and doing a lot of exercising when we had a day like we had yesterday with the high temps and the high humidity. Makes it even more an advantage to work out at the Y, because it's all indoors and you can spend some time, because I'm guessing it's air conditioned.
It is air conditioned.
Yeah. So, and you mentioned some of the classes and stuff. What other types of classes do you offer if someone's interested in taking some of those?
We offer over, I think it's 200 fitness classes a week.
Wow.
So we offer everything. We have cycling, we have classes in the pool like aqua aerobics, yoga, high intensity classes like Zumba, pretty much you name it. We've got a class for anyone of any fitness level or age or ability to work out. You can find it at the Y.
Okay. So, well, again, let's recap the walk, which is the run. I mean, I'm sorry. That's
You can walk too.
You can walk it too. So, yep. Can I sit in a rocking chair and watch?
You can do that. Yeah. Come on down.
Maybe. Yeah. give us the information on that and how we can find out more information to get registered.
Yep. So it's next weekend, Saturday, July 20th. That's a Race for YMCA 5K, 10K presented by Chemical Bank. It's at the Margaret B. Upton Arboretum in downtown St. Joe. And you can go to our website, ymcaswm.com, for more information and to register.
And to register. And again, there are some perks to registering early. So,
yes.
So go there as well. Or if anybody has information, wants to seek out some information about the Y, best place to go.
Our website, again, has a lot of great information on it. We keep our Facebook page really up to date, or you can always just stop by a branch and get a tour and just check out our facilities.
Yeah, and if you stop by one of the locations and you just walk in and say, hey, Ray from WSJM sent me, then you'll get a free tour, right?
Yes.
But you got to mention Ray when you come in. No, I'm just kidding. They'll do it for free for you anytime. So stop by either of the locations. Locations where, just in case somebody doesn't know? I mean, we all do, but...
Yep, the Niles Buchanan YMCA is on Front Street in Niles, and then the Benton Harbor St. Joseph YMCA is on Hollywood Road here in St. Joe.
Awesome, Kayla. Looking forward to the walk and run next weekend as well. So thanks for bringing us in.
Yeah, thank you.
Danielle,
Yeah.
Anything else? As Pat would always say, for the good of the order.
Of course, there's always something. but no, as Kayla mentioned, the race is part of the Midsummer Classic weekend as well. So we've got a lot of fun events happening July 18th through 21st. So just because I'll be here next Thursday, we just want to promote that a little bit and just let you know there's like a cardboard boat race. You've got a car show, of course, the race, farmer's market, and some concerts. So visit us at stjitterday.com for that weekend and any weekend. Or you can stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe, across from the Chocolate Cafe.
I have to say one more thing. The cardboard boat race next weekend. The gentleman across the lives, my neighbor, basically works for Whirlpool. And they started on one of the hottest days of the year, like a week or so ago, they started building their boat. And it was just so hot. They got just a little bit done. So then they must have made plans, because they were working on it again last night in the driveway in the hot sun.
Oh, no.
And I think they worked on it for maybe an hour. And the next thing I know, I looked out the window and they're standing in the backyard having an adult beverage. I think it was, they're not even close to being done with it yet. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the cardboard boat races as well. So, all right, that is the Wow Factor for this Thursday. Danielle, Kayla, thanks for coming in and bringing us up to date. And have a safe and enjoyable weekend.
Thanks for having us.
You too.